This morning, I'd like to emphasize and reflect on a little bit more about checking the attitude. It's an important part of our practice in that it helps to reveal things that are often hidden from us. Agendas about the meditation, perspectives about what we're experiencing. And when we become aware of those, they kind of come out of the background and can just be seen. They can be recognized as an experience that's happening in the present moment, like any other experience. Anytime there's a struggle in our meditation, anytime it feels hard to practice, it feels hard to be with something, there's some kind of attitude happening that is a form of greed, aversion, or delusion, essentially. One of those three will be present, or a mixture of those three will be present. And so beginning to see those, beginning to see, have those come into awareness, helps the mind to learn about them, helps the mind to understand how they function, and also helps the mind to understand that they create stress, they create suffering. As our mind understands what is creating suffering, how our own minds are contributing to that. As I've said several times, the system begins to figure out, the system begins to work out how to release, how to let go of those things. And there are tools and teachings that the Buddha suggests that can help us to navigate them as well. So in the meditation we'll do together, there'll be a little bit more of encouragement to check the attitude, to be curious about it, and to explore what's happening around it. And then we'll talk a little bit more about it after the meditation too. Connecting to your experience. How are you in this moment? Being with yourself. Even in this exploration of arriving, it can be helpful to settle back, not try to look for anything in particular, but just allow very naturally whatever is here and most obvious to be connected with. As a way of beginning to check in, how are you? Whatever's most obvious, and just staying with your experience as it presents itself. Just, to me, it kind of feels like a gentle gathering or collecting sometimes. And that gentle gathering, collecting, often there's a little bit of a letting go of thoughts or agendas, worries, or concerns. Bringing a perspective of being with yourself Perhaps rather than looking at something that's happening as if it's a separate thing. It's like you're being with a dear friend rather than trying to figure out something about them. Just being with yourself. Remembering how relaxation supports the capacity to be present. Exploring consciously relaxing the body, noticing areas of tension and seeing if they can be released. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As there is some relaxation from whatever relaxation is available, attuning to and curious about the experience of being aware. Are you aware? Sometimes awareness reveals itself more when we're not focused on looking for it. Thinking almost of softening your mental gaze. Are you aware? Relax and receive experience. What is happening? What is obvious? moment after moment. This flow of receiving, changing experience. Sometimes body sensation, sometimes sound. Sometimes emotions, mind states, thoughts. Might be a recognition of pleasant or unpleasant or neutral experience. No need to hold on to whatever experience comes in. Thinking of experience as a flow, a river, a stream of sensations, experiences. Maybe awareness as kind of connecting to, entering into that stream. Sometimes aware of different currents in that stream. What the experiences that are happening, the experience that is being received, which stream you're aware of at any particular time. Is not so important. The experience that's happening, it's just an experience, one of thousands that can happen. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, things happening in the mind. This flow of conditioned, changing experience. All experience having similar qualities of being impermanent. So what is happening in our experiences? Not so important, but what is more important, what is really useful to begin to recognize is the quality of the mind that is receiving the experience. How we are attending to experience. The attitude. So in this moment, are you aware? What is happening? Just knowing the experience, the object of awareness. I'm taking a moment to be curious about how is the mind in relationship to experience right now? Could be using the question, what's the attitude? What's the relationship? Or maybe something like, how is the mind relating to what's happening? If you don't notice anything in particular, that's fine. Just continue noticing what's happening, connecting with those streams. Every now and then, dropping that question in, seeing if there's a shift or a recognition of something that might be there. Sometimes an attitude is more obvious. If you are able to see or see something there, this is what's happening and I want something to happen. I want something to stop happening. The agenda of wanting to do something or find something. If you notice an attitude, you can let yourself recognize that that's a part of what's happening in the moment. There's this experience, and this is how I am with it. I like it. I want more of it. I don't like it. I want it to go away. Or maybe there could be a sense of kind of disinterest or disconnection or not interested in what's happening right now. That's the attitude. So first, just recognizing that's what's happening. And then, much as we explored with thoughts, thoughts have an effect on us. Talked about, curious about how those thoughts affected us. With attitude, two, that curiosity, how is this attitude affecting the system? How does it affect the body? How does it affect the mind? Does that attitude encourage certain kinds of thoughts? Does it encourage the mind to orient to certain aspects of experience? You don't have to do a lot of investigation there. It's more recognizing this is just another experience, and there are things that can be known about it. What's available to be known about this experience, this object, and this attitude together? What's obvious? I'm just continuing recognizing this stream of experience, aware of what is happening. And checking the attitude, particularly when there's some kind of struggle happening. Are you aware? What's happening? What's the relationship to what's happening? It's sometimes useful also to check the attitude at times when it feels like it's going really well. There's not much of a struggle. Feels like a flow or connection is easy. That might show that there's a subtle wanting that to continue. Maybe that would be apparent. But what also might be apparent is the okayness in the mind. Maybe one of those many flavors of okayness that I spoke about last night. Patience or love, friendliness, curiosity, useful also to recognize those. This is what's happening. And there's joy or delight in the mind with it. What's that like? Are you aware? What is obvious? What's here? What's happening?